This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through February 8, 2017. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The moon's phase waxes from crescent to gibbous through the week ending on the 8th. It is first quarter on Friday evening the 3rd. The moon is visible for a longer period each successive night, and as a result, the time of moonset advances from 10:27 p.m. on the 3rd to 4:44 a.m. on the 8th. Third in brightness in the sky after the sun and moon is the planet Venus, which appears as a blazing bright point in the southwest sky after sunset. Venus is now bright enough to see as a tiny white dot against the blue of the daytime sky. At 2:50 p.m., Venus crosses the meridian and is then 60 degrees above the southern horizon, or two-thirds the distance from the horizon to the zenith, the point directly overhead. By sunset, it will have lowered to a position 42 degrees above the southwest horizon. The crescent phase of Venus is visible through nearly any telescope. As the sky darkens, the orange planet Mars appears to the upper left of Venus. Venus sets at 9 o'clock p.m., followed 20 minutes later by Mars. The moon is close to Venus on the 1st. The second brightest planet, Jupiter, in the constellation Virgo the Maiden, appears over the eastern horizon at about 10:30 p.m. It is located 4 degrees north of Virgo's brightest star, Spica. Jupiter and Spica are highest and in the south just before dawn. The ringed planet Saturn in the constellation Ophiuchus the Serpent Bearer appears to the left of the orange star Antares of Scorpius the Scorpion when the dawn begins to light the sky at 5:20 a.m. Use a telescope to see Saturn's magnificent ring system, now tilted nearly at its maximum amount towards Earth. Although it was called the Christmas Comet last December, Comet 45P, Honda Mirkosh Padaskova, has rounded the sun and moves into the morning sky where it will be visible again starting on the 4th. It will appear in the constellations Aquila the Eagle, Ophiuchus the Serpent Bearer, and Hercules through the 8th. Even though the comet is moving away from the sun, it is at the same time approaching Earth and will come to within 8 million miles of us on the 11th. This should keep the comet's brightness steady at about magnitude 6, which is bright enough to observe using binoculars throughout the month from a dark sky location far from urban light pollution. A finder chart is available on the SkyLive website. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place between 2 o'clock and 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 4th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.